In contrast to demand-side stimulus that focuses more on investment, consumption, and exports, the new push towards supply-side economics is mainly aimed at removing regulatory barriers and giving the market a bigger say which products they like and don't like. To get companies on board with the policy, tax cuts, lower corporate borrowing costs, new incentives for specific industries, tackling factory overcapacity and property inventories are going to be made priorities. Addressing a meeting about China's economy for the 2015 to 2016 period, Yang Weimin, with the Office of the Central Leading Group for Finance and Economic Affairs, says the new reforms come at a time when previous strategies are becoming less effective, and their side effects are actually creating new problems.
所谓结构性矛盾，就是说产能过剩比较严重，存在大量的无效供给。
There has been a severe structural problem resulting from a supply glut and insufficient demand. For example, large parts of the new loans which have been put out have been used to repay old ones. They have also been used to invest in low-return products or flow into the virtual economy. At the same time, the capital shortage in the real economy continues to worsen.
Addressing around 300 government officials, think tanks, and entrepreneurs at the meeting, Yang Weimin also says institutional problems are hampering the market from playing a role in determining where the market is headed.
For example, the exit strategy for overcapacity-plagued zombie companies often doesn't work because of opposition from the local government and banks.
China's economy grew 6.9% in the third quarter of the year, the weakest pace of growth since the start of the global financial crisis. Overcapacity, profit declines, as well as rising non-performing loans are mainly blamed for dragging down the growth. When it comes to cutting industrial overcapacity, Zeng Peiyan, head of China Center for International Economic Exchanges, says a number of factors needed to be looked at.
针对去产能、去库存去杠杆降成本补短板的问题
The supply-demand balance should always kept in mind when it comes to cutting overcapacity, property inventories and reducing leverage and costs. It's also necessary to improve policies to prevent risk while trying to stabilize the economy.
Zeng Peiyan, a former vice premier, is also calling for a change to the country's economy performance assessment system to get a better handle on exactly how the economy is doing.
把推动发展的立足点转到提高宏观资源配置效率上来。
Increasing development by optimizing resources requires the establishment of a new economic performance measuring system that attaches equal importance to both the total factor productivity and the growth of GDP.
Total factor productivity is an economic variable which accounts for effects in total output not caused by traditionally measured inputs.Many economists today view it as a measure of an economy's long-term technological development. The People's Bank of China, China's central bank, is projecting a baseline forecast for the country's growth next year at 6.8%. It says factors such as the recovery of real estate sales and some modest improvement in external demand should help underpin broader growth. For CRI, this is Wu Wen.